Joining me now after signing the nation's number one recruiting class for the second time in 3 years, it's Oregon women's basketball coach Kelly Graves. Coach, how you doing?
Andrew, man, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful evening here in Eugene. I'm actually out on the patio on our little swing and just rocking.
Nice, nice. You get to celebrate today after signing the number one recruiting class in the nation. When were you aware that your class was in that territory? Because I know you, more than even most coaches, really don't actually pay much attention to the rankings until everything's kind of done.
Yeah, well, you nailed it. I really don't pay attention. We don't recruit a player because they're ranked highly or whatever. We go after what we feel like we need and try to recruit those players that not only fit that need, but fit who we are and how we play. And so I never really worry about it. I let others do that, I guess. So honestly, I haven't thought about it. I guess there was an ESPN article a couple of weeks ago that was the first time I'd really ever thought about it. But again, like I said, we're just, I feel like we get the number one recruiting class every year because we're getting those players that we like. And to me, that's the most important thing.
Well, you know, I follow recruiting pretty religiously. And so I was kind of watching it and I was like, man, I think Oregon and Oregon State are going to finish both in the top three or four. And it's going to be neck and neck. Oregon's got four of the top 60 players in the country. And I'm kind of doing the math unofficially because there really isn't a big ranking that you can follow year round in women's basketball. Maybe we need it. Maybe we don't. Maybe you don't like the attention of it. But it really wasn't solidified until that ESPN article came out a few weeks ago that, oh my gosh, Oregon's one, Oregon State's three, and the Pac-12 signs five of the nation's top six classes. What does it mean to be a part of this conference knowing that really every time you step out on the court, almost everybody in the conference has at least one or two elite talents that you've got to really game plan for and be ready for?
Well, I love it. I think that's why we've become the premier conference in the country. I mean, Stanford won the national championship last year. I think we were odds on favorite to do so the year before. I think you're going to see teams, up there year in and year out. Because it starts with recruiting, you know that. So, yeah, as fun as it is to say, yeah, we have this great class, well, so does everybody else.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I think Mario, they've had such great success in football. But, see, they're up there. There's no other Pac-12 team that's even close. So, I guess is a good thing. I mean, we're kind of keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak.
Right, right. Well, let's get into this recruiting class. We're talking to Oregon women's basketball coach Kelly Graves, signed the number one recruiting class in the nation for the second time in 3 years. We'll start. It's funny to call it on the lower end of the rankings because they're all four incredibly special talents, and you could not predict right now who's going to be the, well, maybe you could. I certainly couldn't predict who's going to be the best of the group right now. Kennedy Brown, a 6'7" post out of Arizona. Sometimes you get those 6'7" women and they really kind of struggle with coordination. What I see from her on film, she can really run the floor and she's pretty athletic at 6'7". Looks like she could do a lot of good things.
Yeah, Kennedy Basham, she's from Pinnacle High School down there in the Phoenix area. Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, at 6'7", she really has great feet, good motor, but runs the floor really well. For those of our fans that might be listening, she runs similarly to Lydia Giomi, who was a great athlete end to end. So Kennedy's got that. She's got great timing. She's right now I've put her in the very, very good defensive category. Offensively, she's still a work in progress, but defensively, she's about as good as there is for a center in the country. So, we I just like her. She's a great young woman. Her brother is 7'1", I think, and he's a freshman at Pepperdine. So it's a tall family.
It's a basketball family for sure. Jenna Asai, the number 36 player in the country, the number 6 wing, another player out of Arizona, two 4-star prospects out of Arizona. What does Jenna bring to the table as a versatile, talented wing?
Well, she's a winner, first and foremost. State champion down there at Valley Vista, comes from a tremendous program. National champion, she played for the Cal Stars Nike EYBL outfit that won the national championship. But she's just, I think she's got a chance to be really, really good. She plays both ends of the court. Very strong, broad shoulders, quick hands. Loves contact, Andrew. Just one of those players that, you know, she can get to the line. I watch them play. She'll get to the line 14 times in a game. She seeks out contact. Very strong. Good spin move inside. Really nice handles. And then she can shoot the three, and she's got a quick release. So, but I like her because she plays both ends of the floor. She's a really good defender.
Now, Ohio, you're the bane of Ohio coaches' existence, landing 2 5-star prospects out of the state of Ohio. Grace Van Sluten, the number 13 player in the country, one of the top players at her position in the entire country. What does she bring to the table?
Again, versatility. You know, she at about 6'3", she can handle it. She shoots it like a guard. She's got good range. She's got a little bit of old school in her. She's a little bit of Kevin McHale down low. Lots of, you know, great footwork, good moves, finishes either hand. But what I like about her is Grace can get a rebound and go coast to coast and not only finish, she can make a play for, you know, for a teammate. So, very versatile and really athletic. You go watch them play and she'll try to dunk in warm-ups, you know, and she's getting pretty close. So she's an athletic player as well.
Chance Gray, the headliner of the class in terms of ranking, again, all 4 players, very, very special talents. Chance Gray is the number 7 player in the country, the number 2 point guard, and is the highest rated prospect Oregon signed other than Sabrina Ionescu. So high praise for her. What does she bring to the table? I imagine, based on your history recruiting high IQ, unselfish point guards, she's got some of that in her.
Yeah, she's combination. You know, she's going to be really comfortable at the point. I think she's one of the best, if not the best player in the country in transition. I love her game in transition. She usually makes the smart play, can finish, can shoot it, but she has got a high IQ and is very unselfish in transition. But she can shoot it. She's got range. She can attack the basket. She can score at all 3 levels. And I just like her. She's got a high basketball IQ. And so, you know, and I've been fortunate to coach Sabrina and Courtney Vandersloot and Maite Cazorla. Those are 3 WNBA point guards. And she's got a chance to be in that same kind of category, I think.
You know, it's a good thing. It does sound a little bit like a broken record, but it is what you recruit. High basketball IQ. You like unselfish players. You like high IQ basketball. How important is instilling that unselfishness and that smart basketball into your program when it isn't just going to be one player that's going to score 30 a night?
Well, for me, it's critical because that's part of our recruitment process. If they come on campus or if when you're talking to them, they're concerned about, you know, being the freshman of the year or how many touches am I going to get or how many minutes am I going to get? It's probably not going to work here. So you look at every player that we've signed over the last, you know, since I've been here, they almost always come from winning programs, state championship programs. They know how to win. They know how to compete. They know what they're supposed to do, you know, to win. And I think all of these come in with that same mentality. And certainly when you're recruiting point guards, they've got to have it because, hey, you know, they're big time in high school, Andrew, you know that. And now they've got to come and be a part, you know, and then grow into a role that might be bigger and bigger as they go along. But sometimes it's tough, especially in the elite programs, for freshmen to come in and impact immediately. But I think they all got that opportunity. And now we'll see, what happens.
Speaking of that elite program, I want to get you out on this. Coach Graves, the head basketball coach of the Oregon women's basketball team. Is there a standout right now in terms of somebody who all offseason's done things right? I know this team's very talented. You got a ton of talent on this team, and they're definitely going to once again compete for a Pac-12 title. But maybe an unheralded player that's really kind of turned the corner for this program here in the offseason.
Well, I'm going to give you 2. I think, 1, she kind of had to jump onto the scene late last year and start for us down the stretch and in the NCAA tournament. Maddie Shear, she's playing great basketball. She's our best defender and running the point. We've been able to run Tahina and India Rogers off the ball because Maddie's so good and so unselfish. And then the other one, man, keep this name. You know, our fans that have seen us know what I'm talking about, but Filipina Che, 6'8". Out of she's from Ghana, but she went to a prep school in Toronto. I'm telling you, every game you see her, she just improves more and more. The other night in our opener, she had 10 defensive rebounds in 13 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she is an impact, you know, and in one of our exhibition games, even though it was an exhibition game, I think she went 9 for 10 from the field, finished with 18. But, you know, knocked down a mid-range jumper the other night, hit her free throws. She's really, I'm telling you, got a chance to be, I think, a really, really good player. So you see growth every game, and that's what's important to me.
Very nice. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate you. Best of luck with the season. I'm sure we'll have you on at some point during the year to talk about it.
Andrew, thanks for having me, buddy.